without a homegrown tomatoes. Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Don't you just love homegrown tomatoes? Or the great heirloom varieties available at the farmers markets and some grocery stores. We'll talk about getting the most out of those tomatoes and the fresh picked zucchini and all the other summer veggies that we have in our gardens right now or in our co-workers' gardens. Made a haul of cucumbers yesterday thanks to a colleague here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, August 12th. So what are you making with your summer produce haul? What should I do with my generous donation of cucumbers? How about those huge zucchinis that everyone tries to get rid of? We'll get some ideas and advice from a chef and cooking teacher, and she'll answer your questions too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's welcome our guest, Monique Hooker, a chef, cooking teacher, author of Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen. As part of Wisconsin's Farm to School program, she also trains school food service workers across the state to use local produce in school meals. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Joy. What a pleasure. A beautiful day.
It is, and it's so nice to have you back with us. So what are you cooking these days?
Oh, my goodness. I am cooking a rainbow of vegetables. This season is really like, it reminds me of the beautiful colors that are coming into the garden. A little late this year, but, you know, zucchinis are beautiful. Tomatoes are about ready. Late for this year, though. I'm surprised, but it's the way it is. Finished with the green beans, but the zucchini, the cucumbers are just wonderful. The baby kale. So we're getting a lot of yellow summer squash, which is wonderful, too. And you know what? They're not getting too big too fast, which is great because we have a lack of water. So
we're not going to have those baseball bats this year, probably.
Yeah, they're coming slowly, let's put it, Joy. You can leave your car window open. I think you'll be safe.
That is true. I actually haven't seen a whole lot of tomatoes at Wisconsin Public Radio yet. I still see some at the farmers markets and the cherry tomatoes I see all over the place. But those big tomatoes are still ripening.
Yeah, they're still ripening. And it's kind of nice, but I kind of miss them already because spring vegetables are gone, the peas, and now we need to replace them with some more hydrating. You know, we talked about summer vegetables. The summer vegetables are such an easy cooking because they are, you know, they swell with water, so they're very juicy, so they cook quickly and easy. So the grill is what everybody thinks about all the time. So I'm making quite a bit of grilled tomato, grilled zucchini, and then turning them into wonderful soup. I love soup at this time of the year, too. They're much lighter. They're not like the soup of the winter. So think about soup a lot.
Oh, yay. So you grill to put them into soup, or you put the leftovers into soup?
I grill them first. Then I will have some for supper, but I'll grill extra so that the next day I can turn them into beautiful soup.
Yum.
So it could be a summer minestrone. It could be a puree soup, a zucchini soup. I think I sent you the recipe to put on your website for that one. And I don't think sometimes we don't think enough of soup as a summer dish.
I love that. And I think my producer, Christy Taylor, probably has that and will be posting that on our website. But I haven't actually. Tell us about it. Tell us how we can make that zucchini soup.
Well, the zucchini soup is very simple. One of the things that you don't want to do, you don't want to peel the zucchini. And right away, I don't like to peel any of my summer vegetables, if possible, because, as you know, I think most of a lot of flavor, the colors and the vitamins come very close to the skin and from the skin. So it's really important to remember that. But the zucchini soup is very simple. It's to take the zucchini, remove the seeds if there is any, and take one of those fresh knob onions. You know, the market is covered with onions, fresh onions this year. And onions are beautiful. And take one of those small onions, maybe like a cup worth of chopped onion, maybe a pound and a half, 2 pounds of zucchini. Cut everything up in small pieces and saute all that in a pan with a little bit of butter, if possible. After all, we are from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This
is butter. Butter is good.
That's right. Butter is good. And saute that until very aromatic. And this is a word I like everybody to remember, because your summer vegetables are very aromatic. Your herbs are beautiful. So let your senses guide you. And your eyes, you know, you look at the food, you look at the zucchini. Once you saute them, they look translucent a little bit, so does the onion. And what's nice about this soup, you don't have to saute the onion separately. You can just cut up everything, saute it nicely. Just add a little bit of broth, garlic, of course. The garlic is just gorgeous this year. That's the market should be flooded with garlic this year as well. And basil the same. Basil is loving this weather and not going into bloom too quickly this year. And puree all that and add maybe a little bit of broth. I like to add vegetable broth myself because it's a vegetable dish. But you can certainly add some chicken broth or just plain water. You need a little more seasoning if you add water as a base. But and puree until it's nice and smooth and green. You can finish it with a little bit of shredded basil and a dollop of sour cream if you prefer. And voila, it's delicious.
Voila, I can't wait to try that. That sounds delicious. We are talking about the ways to make the most out of our summer bounty, all the summer vegetables, with Monique Hooker. She is a chef, a cooking teacher, and author. Her book is Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen. And we are welcoming your questions for her. We're welcoming your own ideas on what you like to do with your summer produce. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. What's your favorite way to prepare summer vegetables? This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. What are you making with your summer produce haul? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with a chef, a cooking teacher, an author, Monique Hooker, and we welcome your questions and your ideas. First, we go to Liz in Viroqua. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Hello, Monique.
Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know each other?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I want to plug her wonderful book, especially a recipe that I just tried called Warm New Potatoes with Camembert. In fact, the co-op here in Viroqua bought the Camembert because I asked them to because I wanted to do this recipe. It's simple, like most of Monique's recipes. It's not a boatload of ingredients, but they're all so good, these recipes. And potatoes are late this year around here, so people are just starting. They're just starting to show up in the farmers markets, and this is a fabulous way to prepare them.
No, tell us a little bit about the recipe, Liz.
Well, there's this, like everything in Monique's book, there's a story that goes along with it, which is cool. But it's just new potatoes and spring greens, mesclun, or anything you have, any greens, and Camembert cheese cut into little dice, and then a vinaigrette. So you put the warm potatoes and you put them in with the cheese, and the cheese melts all over the potatoes. You set them on the greens and you put the vinaigrette on top. Yum.
Oh, does that ever sound good?
It's fabulous.
So, Monique, do you remember the story that goes along with the warm potato recipe?
Oh, my goodness. There were so many versions of them, but I tried to adapt one for everybody to make it simple. But it's to show that word simplicity that you both have been using in your conversation. It's really, summer is simple. And being raised on the farm with 10 siblings, I tell you, the food was very simple, but it was very seasonal. So the potato, Mama always will cook a lot of them, but we couldn't wait for the new potato. And this is new potato season. We're late again for this one, but I really adore them coming up the market. And so is to take the potato, and she would take actually the cream when the milk was set for days in a milk shed, and wait for the cream to rise to the top, and that cream would be scooped up and used for making butter or for making what we call creme fraiche. And she would take that and let that ripen to almost like a cheese. A cheese like farm cheese, like, oh, it was so sour and delicious. It was incredible. So I've taken the camembert as the closest thing to it and take that and put that over the warm potato and serve that over a salad. It's just delicious, especially the baby kale that we're getting today. Just wonderful. But I think, you know, we are so lucky with summer that our vegetables really do all the job themselves. We just have to give it a little hand to make it palatable the way we want to by either sauteing or raw, slicing or grilling, and simple. And I want everybody to remember that. And another thing is also our summer vegetables, especially zucchini and eggplants and peppers, are so suited to be stuffed. So stuffing vegetables, slicing a zucchini in half, hollowing out a little bit, and filling it up with maybe a little bit of goat cheese and some red pepper on it, and a sprinkle of pesto, or just plain old basil, it's fine as well. And baking that or putting it on the grill, it is just superb. I think it's just getting away from the old sauté stir fry and just adventuring yourself into something a little simpler by taking the vegetable and cooking it whole or cooking it at half. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit, just briefly. We have talked in the past about your cookbook, your book, Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen. But talk a little bit about the importance of thinking of food as seasonal.
Well, the first thing you want to think about is nature gives us the vegetable in a particular time of the year, and there's a reason for it. There is a reason because it's health-wise. You know, all your vegetables are green in the spring, a rainbow color in the summertime, giving us the right amount of hydration. So eating the summer vegetable, it keeps us hydrated because they do grow up with just some sun and water. So by using cucumber, for example, I know I find myself munching on a cucumber I just picked in the garden, and it just hydrates me just fine. It's nice and crispy. The textures are wonderful versus the root vegetables in the fall, for example, which also keeps us warm in the winter. So we have to think of food as medicine, and that's the way I look at it. Yeah. And nature does its thing if you let it, you know, if you let it happen. And it gives us plenty of vegetables and the right vegetables for the right time. Plus, also, it's good for our land. We're talking about sustainability by not mending the land too much, by just letting it do its thing. It's so important. The connection between the colors and the summer, the warmth and the of the vegetables in the fall, the crispy, renewable energy of the spring. I think it's just it's a wonderful way to look at food and to look at living with the season.
We'll talk a little bit about how we might preserve some of these lovely rainbow vegetables, the summer foods for maybe later. And in just a moment, we will take more of your questions and your ideas for what we can do with this summer bounty. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are getting some fabulous ideas on what to do with our summer veggies from Monique Hooker, who is a chef, a cooking teacher, and the author of Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen. Our next caller is Jeff in Dorchester, Iowa. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Joy. Monique, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, I have a wonderful way to use up some of the large zucchini that you have on hand. I came up with this the other night, and it just absolutely floored us both. Shred a couple of cups of zucchini and then squeeze the juice out of it, but squeeze it into a measuring cup because you want to use it later. take that and put it in a large mixing bowl, and then throw in a couple of tablespoons of flour, one egg beaten with the zucchini juice, and then some shredded fresh basil, herbs, whatever you have on hand, and then press that flat onto a piece of baking parchment that you've buttered up nicely. Put it in the oven at 350 for about 7 or 8 minutes. Bring it out, turn it over, and then top it with fresh tomatoes and a sprinkle of maybe some Parmesan Reggiano or some Romano. And it's absolutely wonderful as a vegetable pizza.
Yes, you got it, Jeff, perfectly. You almost took the word out of my mouth, because I use those big fat zucchini after I remove the seeds. I just slice them and lay them flat on a sheet pan. I don't particularly line it with parchment paper, because I like the way the sheet pan, if you spray it with a little bit of oil, it does brown the zucchini nicely. But it makes a very nice base to a gluten-free pizza. And, you know, we're always looking for something that can be gluten-free these days, and this is really a wonderful way to do that. The same thing you can do with those very large eggplants. But like you say, Jeff, everybody has to remember that those vegetables get big because of the water they absorb. So they have a lot of water. So we must learn to treat it properly and render the water out. And one way to do that with all those big vegetables is to slice them, salt them very lightly, and let them sit in a drainer, on a colander, over a sink, over a bowl, and let them get the juice out. The salt will drain the juices out, then rinse them, pat dry them, and then proceed in your recipe. And those eggplant slices really make beautiful little individual pizza, and you can get the kids involved. And because I like to get the kids involved as much as possible in cooking with the season, because it connects them to the source of their food. And this is what we do with the farm to school. There's many ways that we're trying to get the kids connected to the food, but this is definitely the time of the year to do that. They're not back at school yet, except in Iowa, Jeff. They are back at school pretty soon. But otherwise, this is really the season. And I think many of us can go back to the days where from the August 15 to September 15, it was putting food out for the rest of the year. And one of the food that I try to train the food service at school is the famous dish that we all make around the Mediterranean region called a ratatouille. A ratatouille is nothing but a summer vegetable stew, and it's many versions of it. And then at school, we do that, and we do tons, 600 pounds of ratatouille in some schools.
Wow. And you can save that for a while?
And freeze it after you partially bake it. And then what happens is they take them out, drain it a little bit, use the juice that broke down during the freezing process in a soup or sauces, and the vegetables, top it for making a pizza. And the kids adore the ratatouille pizza. And it's a nice way to connect them, because ratatouille is... And it makes the kids more likely to pay attention to it. And it's very delicious and very aromatic. So aromatic is, Jeff, you just mentioned basil and herbs or whatever. So this is really herb season.
Yeah.
And the herbs don't always have to be chopped up. What we like to do, fry a twig or two of thyme in the oil or butter that you're using for sauteing, for example, or marinating, and frying the herbs in there, removing them, and that oil now is permeated with that wonderful flavor of the thyme. I'll also send you a recipe for that, Joy.
Oh, that'd be great. We will take whatever we can get, because they sound delicious. We have a couple of people on Facebook who have posted. Cadillac Rob, I like his name, writes, I've got a cooked ear of corn in my refrigerator. In less than 5 minutes from now, it's not going to be there anymore. So apparently corn is not just for dinner.
Oh, no. Corn, good Lord. Think of a cereal in the morning, hominy. Grits, polenta, all that. That's all corn. So corn can be used in many ways, and I think there's nothing better in the morning to give you that energy. And think about that sun gold color of the corn. I mean, it gets from the, you know, being in the summertime. And this is the corn season. And again, corn is very late this year. We're just barely seeing it on the market. And so I love to have a piece of corn, especially if you roasted it or grilled it. Anytime you do that high heat quickly, it caramelizes the sugars that are on the protein that are in the vegetable. And that's what we lack about grilled vegetables. So, you know, don't be afraid to do that.
And let me hold you there, Monique, because we have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next. And then we'll continue talking about all the different ways that we can enjoy corn, zucchini, tomatoes, cucumbers. I want to get some ideas from Monique on what to do with all these cucumbers that I got from a coworker yesterday. And we want your questions and your ideas. What do you like to make with your summer bounty? How do you like to prepare summer vegetables? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
So what are you going to do with your homegrown tomatoes or the tomatoes that you pick up at the farmer's market? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are getting some ideas on what to do with the tomatoes, the fresh-picked zucchini, the sweet corn, the cucumbers, anything that we are harvesting from our summer gardens. What are you doing with all the bounty? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Happy to have with us Monique Hooker. She is the author of Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen. She is also a cooking teacher. As part of Wisconsin's Farm to School program, she trains school food service workers across the state to use local produce in school meals. And she is helping us out, giving us some great ideas on what to do with all of our summer vegetables. And speaking of tomatoes, a number of listeners loving their homegrown tomatoes. Buzz writes, I live for fresh tomatoes. They are a part of every meal when they're in season, usually on fresh bread with Duke's mayo and some sort of salt. So very simple. I'm not sure I know what Duke's mayo is, but just a tomato, I guess a tomato sandwich.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Duke mayo is either. First time I've heard of that. But definitely they make a beautiful sandwich. Also, you can also stuff a tomato very nicely with a rice salad. Use it as a bowl to serve your chicken salad, your tuna salad. That's another way. I just had my fresh tomato about 10 days ago, the first one that my friend grew and finally got a red tomato. That's the first tomato I've had. I usually don't have tomato, fresh tomato, after usually October 1st, so 10, somewhere around there until now, because they're so good when they are in season. I put a lot of them up for, like, diced tomato or make salsa or make tomato sauce. So just puree them and use them during the winter to do anything. You don't even have to flavor them. I think sometimes we have a tendency to make recipe now to use in the wintertime when it's best to just put up the vegetables as simple and then be creative in the wintertime.
Yeah, so what is that all there? What does it take to, you just puree the tomato and that's all you have to do?
Well, if you puree the tomato, heat them up a little bit to get some of that water, because depending again of the type of weather you have when you pick them, they can really swell with water, so you have a lot of flavor. So I reduce the water. So it's very simple tomato sauce, let's put it that way. I don't put any onions or anything like that in them, because that I can do in the wintertime, and I'll be creative either to make soup or to make sauces or to add to a baked chicken or anything like that in the wintertime. So I just puree them, heat them up, and reduce it down maybe by one-third, and then put them in a sterilized jar, or you can use a freezer if you have the space. And it doesn't take that much for a family to put up some of this food. We think sometimes that putting food up, it means jars and jars and jars of food. It doesn't. It's a management thing. You have to look at how many of that would you use in a family. So let's say if you have a family of four, I would probably put like maybe a dozen of those jars up, because you might use it once a week or for something. So that's 12 weeks, and usually, you know, that's 3 months of the winter. And this is how you have to look at it. You mentioned earlier that you like what to do with your cucumbers, Joy.
Yes. Is there any? I love eating them raw and throwing them on salads, but any other ideas?
We forget that a cucumber is also a vegetable. You can peel it light, not completely. I like to keep some of that green peel on because it's good fiber, it's good flavor. And slice them in half lengthwise, remove the seeds. And then slice them and sauté them with mint. It is delicious over rice. And you can serve that with a yogurt sauce on the top. A little bit like the Greek do. You know, we forget about the sauce, the tzatziki sauce, which is a cucumber sauce and yogurt.
How do I make that?
And you can use that over meat, over vegetables, over rice. It's delicious.
I have never thought of that. I really haven't. I don't know why, because I think of it as being a cold vegetable, but you can sauté a cucumber.
Oh, sure, you can sauté a cucumber. It's delicious. Talking about those juicy vegetables, there's a dish, I also send you the recipe for that, Joy, is cooking those new potatoes with either that sliced cucumbers, or do the same thing with those oversized zucchini. Just remove the seed and slice them up, you know, like a quarter inch, and or cube them however you feel like it, and cook that together with the new potato. The water coming out of those cucumbers or zucchini help cook the potato. And you add lemon, just cut up a lemon and add that to it. Add some garlic and some basil and some black olive. Cover that up and let it cook very gently. It is just superb.
And can you help us with that cucumber yogurt sauce? How difficult is that?
That is so easy. If you have a blender, or not without a blender, what you do, you just partially peel your cucumber, cut it in half, remove the seeds, and take some yogurt and some green onions, and chop all that up very coarsely, or the texture will depend on you. And a little bit of lemon juice in there, and then salt and pepper, and very lightly salt. I don't salt my food too much. I just use sea salt, but a pepper in there. And it's blend it all together. You can keep it chunky. You can make it very creamy. You can stop the process anytime you want to, because we do like different texture. Everybody likes different texture. And it's delicious with, you know, most people know that sauce when they eat a gyros. The gyros,
right,
which is in a Greek-style dish. But it can be used for many other things. And I had it the other day after I went to see a movie, a 100-step journey, I should say. We went to an Indian restaurant, and they served us a delightful cucumber sauce over saffron rice. It was a meal all by itself. It was just so superb.
Did you like that movie?
I loved that movie. Oh, my goodness. Because of the food. The food is memories. Make the food into memories. I have so many good memories of food, and you can read that in my book. It's because food is so close to my heart, and I want everybody to have memories with food. And those super-sized zucchini that we find in the car seat on our car, that's memory. Now, what do we do with that? That's what we have to learn to do.
You know, Monique, tell us very briefly, I know we've had you on the show before, and you've been on other Wisconsin Public Radio shows as well, but tell us how you came to the Viroqua, Wisconsin area.
Well, I think my heart was guiding me. When we first moved, and when we lived in Chicago for over 30 years, and raised our children down there. And when it was time, we retired, we looked at many places to go to move. And both of our heart, Philip and I, we wanted cold weather, we wanted water, we wanted hills and river and small villages. So we went searching. And when we came to the Mississippi, we fell in love with this coulee region along the Mississippi, Route 35. We kept looking up at those hills and say, I think this is where we should be. And we ended up here But also when I had my business in Chicago, a restaurant, I used to get my cheese and my local vegetables from Harmony Valley, from Phantom Farm, and Pleasant Ridge Cheese, you know, all of those familiar. Willie Lerner with his beautiful butter from Mount Horeb area. All those names rang in my ears, and lo and behold, I found myself right smack in the middle of them. So I really found a home here. It's very similar to Brittany, our friends where I come from. And here we are so connected to the land. It is so beautiful. Between the forest, the river, and the farmland, it's all about sustainability. It's all about being, you know, self-sustain ourselves. And I love that. I missed that when I lived in the city of Chicago. And I love the city, for sure.
We will take a short break, and then we'll welcome more questions for, more ideas for Monique Hooker, who is our guest. She is a chef, a cooking teacher, an author. As we heard, she is now in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Her book is Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen. She is also involved with Wisconsin's Farm to School program, where she trains school food service workers across the state to use local produce in school meals. We'll talk a little bit more with her about that after the break. And we will also talk about a little bit more about herbs. We have a Facebook post about using herbs of the summer in our cooking, and we will get some more ideas on how what we can do with that summer squash, with the tomatoes, with the corn, with the new potatoes. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. About 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, August 12th. Well, our lines were really busy in our first half hour, but we have an open line for you right now to talk about your favorite summer vegetable, the one you're looking forward to. I know things are a little bit late this year. What are we going to do with our summer harvest, our summer bounty? All of the squash, the corn, the cucumbers, the tomatoes that are popping up in our gardens, our farmers markets, and our grocery stores. And I know here at Wisconsin Public Radio, our coworkers are bringing in the extra produce from their gardens. How do we make the most of all these vegetables right now, and how do we maybe preserve them for later in the fall or winter? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite way to use your zucchini that you'd like to share? Or maybe your cucumbers? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Monique Hooker. She is author of Cooking with the Seasons, A Year in My Kitchen, and she trains school food service workers across the state to use local produce in school meals. I did post a video of Monique teaching some school food service workers in the Green Bay area, I believe. That was from earlier this spring, Monique. And tell us a little bit about this farm-to-school program and why you think this is so important.
Well, I think our children, and probably three generation, I would say, going back to those who graduated high school this year when they started out, have missed the fresh vegetable, and not so much the fruit because they do get a lot of fruit, but a lot of vegetables. And I think families also have gotten away from cooking because of all the fast food, prepackaged food, processed food, the word I just adore. Processed food, I think that word should be removed. But anyway, so they have not been close to what even a vegetable look like. And we have food service workers also who have been busy serving food to the cafeteria that comes already prepackaged, preprocessed. Everything is. So we have two dilemmas. We have kids who don't know how to taste vegetables or how to go about it, or afraid to taste vegetables, something new, something not familiar. And we have food service people who willing to do a lot for the kids, but don't have been trained to cook that amount of food from scratch. And we're not really asking food service people to cook from scratch per se like you do at home, because they have a lot of equipment that can help. So my goal is to go into the school and show them how simple it can be to process vegetables too for the children, like making the salad bar looking so rainbow, like with different color grated vegetables instead of vegetable stick. Kids like to eat with texture. They use their own senses. They realize it or not, but they use their own sense. They like to look at things. They like texture. They don't like texture. They love when it smells good. So this is what I do when I go into the school. It's taking the seasonal vegetable, which, of course, is budget-wise is very good because it's less expensive to eat seasonal vegetable, and trying to use as much as possible things that have been produced in the state of Wisconsin. We do have a beautiful, beautiful farmland that's producing lots of vegetables, and we have to take advantage of it. We have to put it to use in our own school. Mm-hmm. I love California, but I'm not a big supporter of food coming from California or place or elsewhere.
Yeah, and those tomatoes don't taste all that great anyway.
tomatoes that have been invented to support transportation. They pick when they're green. They ripe in a warehouse somewhere. And it's just very, very wrong. And I know we have to feed the world, but we have choices. And this is what I do. I'm trying to give people choices. I don't push it down their throat, let's put it that way. But I do give them choice. And the only way to make choices is to know how, what it takes to do it. So we have lots and lots of fun in the food service. I was just in Madison the other day, last couple of weeks, and did quite a few training right there at the University of Wisconsin for food service from Milwaukee, Racine, Green Bay, Superior, and places like that. And they come down, and we have a great time in the kitchen and learning how to serve grated vegetables. And this is where this summer it's wonderful. Grated zucchini, grated carrots, grated kohlrabi, they're great to make muffin. I made a harvest muffin, I call it, where we use those grated vegetables. So in a school, we grate lots of amount of carrots, lots of amount of zucchini, and we package it in a freezer in an amount that they're going to be using in their own making muffin. And the kids adore those muffins.
Oh, does that sound good? And what lucky kids that you're teaching their food service workers. We have some other callers, so let's go to Mary in Pewaukee. Hi, Mary. This sounds delicious. Cucumber soup?
Yes. We made it quite some time ago. I did actually just look up the recipe in our 1,000 vegetarian recipes from Angie. Chilled cucumber soup includes peeled seeded cucumbers, scallions, vegetable broth, some fresh dill, and buttermilk, which your guest probably knows you can use milk with a little bit of vinegar is going to turn it into buttermilk, some anchovy-free Worcestershire sauce, salt, pepper, and then you blend. So it's pretty similar to what she was talking about with the zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Previously, soup. And then also another thing is we have a lot of dill. And some people might not realize, but your dill comes back and it spreads and the birds spread it. And we have so much dill. And you simply take an equal amount of sour cream and mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. And you add some very finely diced or minced onion. You could even use dried onion flakes, a little bit of seasoning, even Mrs. Dash works, or, you know, a little bit of salt, and make your own, you know, a lot of dill.
Yeah.
I cut it with the scissors, and everybody loves that fresh dill.
That's right, yeah.
With
yeah.
your fresh veggies.
Very good. Thank you, Mary. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, herb. You're talking about dill. And this is a time to enjoy them as much as you can while they're fresh. Because your herbs, don't forget, they'll turn into seeds. And this is what we use in the wintertime. We talk about spices. And not spicy, but in the wintertime you use spices. In the summertime you use herbs. Herbs are very cooling. They have the cooling system in your digestive system. So using a lot of fresh dill, a lot of fresh basil, a lot of fresh, and you have different basil type of fresh thyme, fresh oregano. But in the wintertime, I do not use fresh herbs. I use their seeds. So most of your herbs do produce seeds. So dill seed, caraway seed, fennel seed, all of those are cilantro seeds, which, you know, all of those are great in the wintertime because they are help your digestive system to digest all those wonderful holiday food and all the heavier food that we have a tendency to eat to keep us warm during the wintertime. So think of it that way. I do not dry fresh herbs. I rather make a little pesto, and I make some pesto with each of the herbs I have, so that does carry me through the winter, January or February or March. If something smells good in the kitchen, I will make pesto, because don't forget, the word pesto means to make a paste. So you can make pesto with lemon or oranges and dill and seeds and many, many things.
Yeah, that's, in fact, Mark on Facebook writes, from my herb garden, I make a variety of pestos. I pour this pesto sauce into an ice cube tray and freeze it. Once frozen, they come out easily and are easily stored in a Ziploc bag for the winter months.
That's exactly what I do with mine as well. So it's a very good idea. And those old-fashioned ice cube tray that we still have, and we should be using them to store a lot of things. I do the same thing with my extra lemon juice or my lemon wine. You know, I grate all my citrus fruit, so I have a lemon wine, orange wine for the winter, and put them in ice cube tray and fill up with water. So I have a lemon ice cube zest that I can use to make a sauce for a fish in the wintertime. So, yes, there's many ways of using that, and I think we should all be sharing that as much as we can.
Susan in Rice Lake emails, here's the dessert after we ate our all our veggies. I take basil and mint leaves and slice them into thin ribbons. Fold these into softened vanilla ice cream. Wow, it was fantastic with strawberries on top.
Yes, why not? Definitely, because don't forget, basil is a mint family. So it works really well with mint, and especially if you pick your herbs before they bloom, they are much more, they're sweeter. But once they bloom, they get a little more musty, so a little stronger. You don't make pesto with basil. Your best pesto is made with basil that has not bloomed yet, and so that's very important to know. But, you know, Joe,
we're almost out of time, Monique. We only have 30 seconds.
Big zucchini. I just developed a recipe that I'm making like crazy, and it was shared with me by a friend, and I've embellished it a little bit and worked with it a little closer, and I make myself a beautiful zucchini pie is to die for.
You know what, Monique? We will share whatever recipes you share with us. We have loved having you. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Monique Hooker, chef, cooking teacher, and author. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.